The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists. You'll find them Essendon Street in Grovedale and Warralilly, our number one ticket holder. The Routley's Party Favourites box, we have got three of those to give away. 52232955 is the number to call. But Benny, the KFC Twitter, we just posted the question, as we do after every Geelong game. We just ask for your thoughts, and they've started to roll in after an impressive performance, a 61-point win over the Hawks.
Yeah, Jed Monister from Winnipeg, what a game, what a win. Well worth the 4:45 a.m. alarm. Great to have footy back and great to kick it off with a victory. Go the Cats. Mick, Jordan Clark comes in. Stanley should have a child every week. Joel Selwood is a star. Parfitt, fantastic. Stuff Hawthorne, and he just finishes with ointment, which we love. So Angus Kramer, please discuss on air the Brownlow chances of Stanley, Parfitt, Selwood, Narkle, Myers, Stewart, and Edwick Arama. So go the Cats.
So somebody's rang a Adiri Wickrama was on the Geelong list.
Yes, he was.
About 12 years ago.
Scott Pickering just suggests the pussies were purring tonight. So fantastic stuff. Carla, very happy. Didn't expect that. Thrilled with the win. That's what we needed. Go the Cats. Sean Adams scoring over 100 without a goal from Hawkins. Doesn't happen too often. Great games from Stanley, Parfitt and the skipper. Andrew Daly, my daughter will enjoy her 8th birthday even more now. They were good. Even when the Hawks' pressure was up, they were able to hold strong. Josh Barnes suggesting Oren Stephenson will poll late well in the Brownlow.
Oh, so, nice to see one of the Geelong Advertiser journalists joining the K-Rock Twitter place to be.
Simon, vintage Stanley. So Simon was happy with that. So just a lot of happy Cat fans out there, Kingy. I don't know if they expected to win, but I'm sure down at home they would have been an inkling that they should win.
Not in that manner.
Yeah, not in that fashion, particularly at halftime. It was a close game. So Jonty Tran, crushing victory over crappy Hawks team tonight. Very happy. Donna, nice win break has done Selwood the world of good. I probably agree with that. I think Joel Selwood is one who may really benefit from that disjointed season and the big break. So he's one who have kept himself super fit, kept himself fresh, and I reckon he might have a ripping year. What is he, 31? So he's not getting any younger. Hopefully this can be a year where
Joel Selwood
leads his team.
32. Yeah.
32, is he?
Yep.
I think he turned 32 during the
26th of the 5th. Mm. He was?
A fortnight ago.
And he's just gone, hasn't he?
Yep. And yeah, I think Tom Hawkins might be 32 coming up July.
Hawkins is, turning 32 on the 21st of July.
So it'd be interesting to do the numbers, Benny, and I know it would take a little bit of work, but to have a bloke 36 in Ablett, 34 in Taylor, a couple of 32-year-olds, not many premiership sides I don't think would have had that demographic over the journey.
No, they would have had an experienced demographic, but perhaps not that experienced. And I mean, Geelong have held on to those guys, and they've got Lockie Henderson, who's on the rookie list, to have a crack at the premiership. They haven't kept those guys to finish seventh.
No.
So if they finish seventh, where to from there? You go and get some other players, because you're going to lose those players. You think you're going to win the premiership with some of them, and you're potentially replacing them with other recycled players to finish seventh again. This is my point, that if you just think you're going to keep topping up your list that only finishes seventh each year, I don't know if that's going to win you a premiership in the long run.
No. 52232955. Happy to hear from you, Cat fans, and also feel free to tweet us as well. Of course, the KFC Twitter at KROC Football and KFC Twitter. Of course, thanks to the Hosking family looking after us in season 2020, rather. It feels like 2019. KFC still open and frying, offering contactless, delicious KFC. We've got a caller. Carol has joined us on the line. Carol, thanks for holding.
Yes, good evening. Thank you for coming back anyway. I really missed you.
Thank you, Carol. We missed it too.
Yeah, we've absolutely missed it. Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Even the humour's good.
Benny Cass was in good form tonight. Even the humour is good.
As my wife says to my daughters when I think I'm being funny, don't encourage him.
No, don't encourage him.
That's the sort of line we take with Benny. But go ahead, Carol. I believe you had a question around Tom Hawkins.
The main reason I was ringing was about Tom Hawkins. He said at the start he'd lost a bit of weight and he looks good. Now, he didn't kick any goals tonight. He seems to pass them off quite a bit. Mm. Is he slightly injured, or is he just too scared to kick long anymore?
Good question, Carol. Yeah,
I don't think he's injured, Carol. I did mention that he had lost a little bit of weight. I think that was maybe of a goal of his with the time out off footy, just to try and give him maybe an extra year or two in the game. Look, he just had one of those nights tonight where he just contributed. He didn't star. He took 2 marks, 11 possessions. He didn't kick a goal. But I think the modern game is that his turn will come. There might be next week. He might chime in with 3 or 4. And tonight it was the small forwards that did all the damage. But I think that's what makes a good team, if you do have the options other than just a Tom Hawkins or a... I mean, we think back to the days, the halcyon days of Gary Ablett Sr. How good was he to watch? Geelong never won the premiership because potentially there was too much reliance on a Gary Ablett Sr. Now you've got other options, and I think it's fantastic that Tom Hawkins has had what you would consider a relatively quiet game, yet the Cats have still kicked 17 goals and won by 10. So I reckon that is a huge positive, because I got no doubt that there will be times when Tom Hawkins is needed to kick goals, and those days will come. It just wasn't tonight, but others chipped in, which I think is a positive.
Carol, great call.
Really well tonight.
Sorry, who played really well?
No, the whole team played really well tonight, which was good.
Yeah, they did. They got something from everybody. And I think if we're just talking about it there, if you can get Ablett's kicked 2, Myers has kicked 3, Delhouse has kicked 2, Atkins has kicked 2. So, and well, Gary Rowan chimed in with a goal at the death. So they've kicked 8 or 9 goals between them. If they're going to do that, Geelong are going to be hard to beat.
Absolutely. Carol, please take one of the Routley's Party Faves box. Thanks to our friends at Routley's, their footy super special. 12 heat at home party pies for $12. Fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. We need a break. Come back and wrap things up. The stats, thanks to Curse Hire, our Hamelin Hangar, APCO Service Station, goal of the day as well. And we will say farewell as we head towards a big one tomorrow between the Blues and the D's at Marvel Stadium. The community where great things are happening. That's Warren Lilly. Live, breathe, K-Rock Football.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.